Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, again, folks, this is live radio. We're broadcasting into 154 cities nationwide. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. We appreciate all that. We also broadcast into 53 countries. We just wanted to let you know, first of all, thank you for your trust. For those that listen to us, they know that we are bringing about the resolve biblically and constitutionally because this country is predicated upon something called English common law. It's based on the Torah, canon law, ecclesiastical law, God's moral law, period. And we also understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Now, with that said, friends, taking that straight stick and understanding that and exposing the crooked one here, you just heard during the break, that during this Rittenhouse and this whole case that's being tried, people need to understand in this country that this Rittenhouse case is aimed at those that have the right to bear arms. This isn't aimed just at this kid that defended his life in dealing with someone that was assailing with him. This is aimed at the Second Amendment. And notice, pay careful attention to the fact that the corrupt in the Supreme Court, these unelected nine said officials that have been appointed by your said representatives, namely senators, and they were confirmed thereby, it's interesting to note that they have taken up a Second Amendment case that they haven't touched in 20 years. Pay attention to what's going on in your country, friends. Also pay attention to the fact that trial by jury is that which safeguards our freedoms. Okay, that is the bulwark that stands against tyranny. And when you have a judge telling the defendant, defense lawyer, he cannot lead in answering concerning him defending his life against someone that was trying to take it, by kicking out the jury, you better understand, America, as to how far this has gone. Because you need to also understand that the impeachment process, there's two violations. One is political. The other one is criminal. That's why you have Article 2, Section 4, and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Political crimes is when they breach the trust of the people. Judges all across the country that have been appointed to be that bulwark are now usurping their authority by playing the activist judge. Okay? They're breaching the trust of the people, which means they need to be removed. Once they're removed, you must prosecute them. And don't you think for one moment that a judge, any judge, even the president, anybody that occupies office in the United States government, regardless of capacity or incumbency, they are not above the law. That impeachment process is there for us to safeguard our freedoms against those that violate our law. And it's a message to them, folks, impeachment is. It is a sense, in a legal sense, it is sent to by the people to be a punishment to those that violate their oaths, okay, to the said people that serve we the people, and it's also there to deter the crimes of the up-and-comings that will occupy the office. If the American people don't want to be that law, then this is what you're going to continuously get. But this judge in this case with the Rittenhouse, he needs to be removed yesterday, and he also needs to be prosecuted. That's the whole reason we have the right to bear arms. Again, friends, let's remember it's not there so we can go deer hunting. It is there to safeguard ourselves against those that mean to usurp the laws that are established to keep us free. And that is what is in fact happening in this country in a big way. So let's understand the purpose, friends, of the U.S. Constitution. What we find when we peruse the U.S. Constitution. And keep in mind that we are the government in this country. And we are the trial by jury, which is the bulwark to safeguard us, to be that bulwark against the tyrants that mean to usurp. And we better start getting educated, and we better start getting busy in the process of what's going on in this country, friends, because what again is happening, going back in particular to the Rittenhouse case, this is an indictment on the American people, the 393.3 million guns in the hands of 330 million people. This is aimed at you. This is another message to the gun owners. This is what happens if you defend yourself. Friends, listen to me carefully. We have a Second Amendment, first and foremost. And by the way, I'm shooting from the hip. Didn't have any of this set up. I have 20 little tabs I need to pull up to hit the information that the American people need concerning what the mainstream media is censoring today. But I want you to listen to me carefully. We have a Second Amendment for the very purpose of what is taking place in this country today. That is the whole reason we have the Second Amendment. Listen to me again carefully. Do not disarm. You hold your own. You have a God-given right to bear arms. Do you understand? And the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. I don't care what some corrupt judge means to do when they mean to wrest the judgment of the written law, in other words, coming to play the arbiter when it comes to right and wrong, concerning wrong when it comes to the plain meaning of law, which is found in Deuteronomy 25. That is the purpose of a judge. Also put that up against Article 3, Section 1. But you do not disarm. You, Americans, you do not disarm. If you're law-abiding, God-fearing individuals, you do not disarm. This is the whole purpose. It is your time to stand up and be counted. It is your time now to prove the very purpose of what our forefathers established, not just the Second Amendment, friends, but all the way through to the 27. Many have been modified, so on and so forth, amended, so on and so forth, but you get the point. We have an opportunity now to play them in. We have the opportunity in America today, friends, to do the same exact things that our forefathers did when they threw off the tyrants across the pond. Don't you be intimidated. Don't you dare take your counsels from the fear of men in any sense of the word. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. Jeremiah 17:5. So let's prove the God of Israel and begin to cause the tyrant to understand that we are not here like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to bow the knee because you want us to, and if we don't, then this is what's going to happen. Do your worst. That's what we say. Do your worst. Because they're doing it, friends. Now it's time to do our best. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Molin Lave, bros. Molin Lave. Amen. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Oh, my goodness, friends. I got to tell you, even from my intro, you know, we always get them. I don't know why, but Richard online on social media platforms said, the government has weapons far beyond our capabilities. Oh, you're such a good slave, Richard. Good job. That a way to encourage your brothers to go on and disarm and submit themselves to a bunch of mean people that mean to commit more genocide after they're disarmed? Go ahead and take a look at Australia right now, friends. Or, you know what? Look at the histories that have disarmed themselves. How's it worked out for them? China, Russia, Germany. You know, but we got friends such as Richard that just want to remind all of us, you know what? The government's capabilities, their weapons are far beyond ours. There's nothing we can do about it. No, there again, you're cursed. And what do? You give your voice, your tongue, over to the enemy. You add strength to tyranny. That's what you do. And it shows you that who you trust is not the living God. And the fact of the matter is, if you know anything about the Word of God, the Lord doesn't need our help. He just does not need our help. But in the process of working with us, because he saw fit and has seen fit to do so, well, you know, the fact of the matter is, friends, we totally appreciate that. But over and over and over again, we see that our extremity is always God's opportunity throughout Scripture. I just wanted to let Richard know that. It shows who you trust, my friend, and it isn't the Lord. It's what you fear, and what you fear is the government, and that's exactly why people such as yourself, Ricky, are in trouble today. Not me, nor my house. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Read Joshua 24 when you get some time there. I want to go over to this real quick. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on social media platforms. Subscribe to the page. Also, go to the top of the page. And when you go to the top of the page, you will see none other than, guess what? You will see SOL Radio right there. Oh, I'm sorry. I did the wrong one. I did that yesterday. What am I doing wrong? SOL Radio Live. When you go there, click onto the top right. Go ahead and click onto the top right side of that page. Again, don't Don't forget to subscribe. And if you get a moment, friends, also go over to that of BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well, and you will find us up on the top left side of that page, And if you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Want to give one more shout-out before we start rocking and rolling here. Wanted to let everybody know, I believe it's going to be sold out. I know that we were really close yesterday, but we are going to celebrate liberty. We are going to exercise our God-given rights. On Saturday, November 13th, we are going to be with Stand for Liberty in Minnesota from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Ramada Inn, which is at 2301 East Main Street, Albert Lea, Minnesota. Ramada Inn, 2301 East Main Street, Albert Lea, Minnesota. I'll be there. T.C. Pearson with the Black Robe Regiment, Eric Mortensen, State Rep, Keith Haskell, NATF. That's the obviously the acronym for who he works for as an investigator. Kevin Furman, he'll be representing Convention of States. I'm curious to see what that's all about. And then also the other keynote speaker will be Stu Peters, keynote speaker, Stu Peters Show. If you know who he is, we're all going to be there on Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. So we look forward to seeing everybody there, friends. And again, we know that it's on the verge of being sold out right now. So let's push it all the way through. Let's push it all the way through, okay, in doing so. People are getting busy. People are awake. And why? Well, just like before Donald Trump, when the American people drank the Kool-Aid and didn't understand Scripture in Matthew 13, 25, where it tells us that when men slept, the enemies sowed tares. And it's exactly what happened. Because when Obama was in office, man, everywhere we went, it was packed all over the country. Now it's packed again. Why is that? And guess who teed this all up as to what we're dealing with? Donald Trump did. Just wanted to let you know that. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. Okay? So, with that again said, friends, let's jump over to this really quick. Talking about Joe Biden. A criminal, treasonous, disgraceful Joe Biden, who was not voted into the People's White House, as we all the well know. I mean, again, keep in mind the guy can't get one person, literally, nor can Kamala Harris, that whore. It's interesting that neither one of them can get one person, literally one person, to show up concerning their presidential campaign for the People's White House. But somehow or another, the American people are succumbing to this. How, I don't know. But the fact of the matter is we see that this guy has been given a free hand to destroy at will, and he is doing it not weekly like Obama did. He is doing this on a daily basis. I want to remind all the bad guys, you are playing a very dangerous game. And I want to say to all the bad guys and to all the good guys out there, you need to understand that we're doing this all on our own. Our sin is finding us out, Numbers 32:23. And as I ended the show yesterday, if we don't get this right, we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools in the history of mankind. So let's get over to this. Here's Joey. I'm going to show you the before, 3 days before he said what followed 3 days after. The way that they get away with this is because of the short memories of the American people. But I want to bring it back that you might review it once again concerning the hypocrisies of what is going on here. Okay? And what I'm going to show you right now, the question that's being teed up for that of criminal Joe Biden, Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, Luke 22:48 of the Word of God, this Judas here, he's being asked about all of the illegals that came over across the border that were separated from their children. I want you to listen to this criminal, okay? I want you to listen to him clearly because he says the unthinkable like he usually does, if he can say it so you can understand it, I should say. But here we go.
I'd like to ask you real quick, sir, where do you stand? You said last week that this report about migrant families at the border getting payments was garbage.
No, I didn't say that. Let's get it straight. You said everybody coming across the border gets $500.
He gets mad. Watch. Real mad.
What I was referring to.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing.
Sure.
If, in fact, because of the outrageous behavior of the last administration, you coming across the border, whether it was legal or illegal.
Whether it was legal or illegal. Did you hear what he said? Whether it was legal or illegal. It's important that you hear that. This shows you that they are operating arbitrarily as a bunch of despotic individuals. Okay? Check this.
You lost your child.
He's angry.
You lost your child. He's gone. You deserve some kind of compensation, no matter what the circumstance. What that will be, I have no idea.
He is an empty suit, folks.
Yes.
DOJ negotiating a settlement.
A DOJ negotiating a settlement with illegals. Did you hear that? The DOJ offering a settlement to illegals that have been separated from their parents. Now, I want you to keep in mind as well, friends, this is the same guy that just sent his criminal administration after those in Texas that were standing up for life. He wanted to make sure that he could tear down the laws so they could continuously kill babies in Texas at will. Don't be distracted from the facts, friends. Judge them by their fruit, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, and Matthew 7:16. Okay? This guy's not even transformed as an angel of light. He's just disgraceful. He's just the devil. That's exactly what he is. Put that up against John 8:44 when you get a moment. So, on Wednesday, Biden then said that he has plans to give cash payments to illegal immigrants, and he said it wasn't true. I just showed you the video where he said the opposite of what he's about ready to show you right now. So you ready for this? Let's go.
Your administration is planning to pay illegal immigrants who are separated from their families at the border up to $450,000 each, possibly $1 million per family.
But it's not true.
So this is a garbage report.
So what he just said, friends, okay. He's saying it's not true now.
$450,000 per person. Is that what you're saying?
Did you hear this, friends? They're offering, the settlement offers to those that were separated from their parents, legal or illegal, is $450,000. Now, we got some idiots online right now that are, somehow or another, this is funny to them. They want a tax write-off. I'm about ready to block this guy because he is just irrational, and I've seen you do it so many times, but I'm about a half a step away from saying, I've had enough of your clowning around on serious issues here. I mean, you act like I'm talking about a third world country. Folks, getting back, he just got done saying the exact opposite of what he just said 3 days prior. Okay? I want to finish this before this next hard break.
Separated from a family member.
GCN, turn that down a little bit, please.
That's not going to happen.
The president is perfectly comfortable with the Department of Justice settling with the individuals and families who are currently in litigation with the U.S. government.
The figures of compensation that is being handled by the Department of Justice is in the context of the Federal Tort Claims Act cases.
I mean, so you just heard what he said, friends. And
it may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The judge is blasting the prosecution in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Judge Bruce Schroeder yelling at Assistant District Attorney Thomas Ringer after he kept asking Rittenhouse about things that were not allowed to be discussed during the trial.
I was astonished when you began your examination by commenting on the defendant's post-arrest silence. That's basic law. It's been basic law in this country for 40 years, 50 years.
18-year-old Rittenhouse is accused of killing two protesters and wounding another in Kenosha, Wisconsin during riots and looting over a police shooting in 2020. More Americans are concerned about a spike in crime. That's according to a new Gallup survey. The results show anxieties about certain types of crimes are returning or surpassing levels seen before the pandemic. USA Radio News. Americans are paying more for things like gas and groceries, with the Consumer Price Index rising 0.9% in October. This as supply chain issues continue across the country, with stores even warning folks that your traditional Thanksgiving Day items may not be available this year. Congressman Andrew Harris telling Fox News a lot of people in his district are concerned.
What's on people's minds are the fact that, again, they may not be able to get the things they need for Thanksgiving. If they do, it's going to cost more. If they travel, it's going to cost more. This infrastructure bill, again, and especially the one that the president still hopes that Congress passes, will do nothing except make those problems worse.
The mountain of lawsuits over the AstroWorld concert tragedy in Houston is growing. The latest is filed by attorney Marco Crawford, whose daughter was in the crowd with her friends. Eight people were killed, including two teenagers, when the crowd surged towards the stage. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
By the way, friends, you heard it again during the break, and he just proved my point. The way he went after this defense lawyer concerning this whole case with Rittenhouse, this is an indictment on you. Just so you understand, that's why it's a high-level, high-profile case, is because they want to send the message that we are not going to tolerate you defending yourself against those that assail you. I mean, folks, how would this despotic government do what it's doing today? And I'm talking about the corrupt. They couldn't do it. Do you understand? They couldn't do it. You're an armed people. Look what, put this in contrast, friends, to what's happening in America today and as to what's happening in Australia. I just watched some video yesterday, and I'm just making a real quick point here before I get back to the topics. But it's interesting that I watched some video of an individual that said they're using their military now, going door to door, forcing vaccinations on people. This is happening in Australia. Okay? It's all staged, by the way, what's going on here. Again, it's the message is you better not defend yourself, because if you do, what's happening to Rittenhouse right now will happen to you too. And this judge that you just heard a moment ago is talking about precedential law. He said, did you hear it during the break? He said, this has been law in this country for 40 to 50 years. I didn't know law ever changed. Our laws cannot change, friends, if they run antithetical to God's moral law. And the fact of the matter is, he's talking about that which has been set through precedent, not constitutional law. And see, if people can make distinction and understand what he just got done doing was completely unconstitutional, he must recuse himself, and the people in that particular state must take him to task and have him removed for what he just said. And he said it out loud. We changed the way that we do things in the court. No, we haven't. No, we have not. See, that's why it's so important to be educated concerning your foundations. The judge needs to recuse himself, and the people need to impeach him and then prosecute his, even if it's his intent, statutorily, friends. Seriously. What is the message to the American people that the lawyer that's standing up on the behalf of this young man that defended himself, that was trying to take his life, that you can't do that? Yes, that's the message. That's exactly the message, friends. And we better wake up to what's going on here. Law didn't change. Man's changed. And what we have settled for is man's laws, which are not laws, but they're policies, again, that undermine the U.S. Constitution. And we must know the difference. Why did that judge, just asking the question, just proposing the question to those that are listening, why did the judge have the jury removed? Hey, folks, again, as I said during the first segment, jury by trial. The jury is there to put the judge in check. Not the judge putting the jury in check. And for goodness sakes, not the guy that's trying to defend the kid from defending himself against somebody that was taking his own life. That's how backwards everything has become in this country, Isaiah 59. And we better put it back upright, friends, because if we don't, we're going to get what we deserve. We're going to get what we deserve. I wanted to show you this. We have, according to the CP here, the Christian Post. I question a lot of their stuff, friends, by the way. Always cross-check everything that you get from outlets, especially those that name themselves Christians and or conservatives, because you're going to find out that they're just as much in error as those they complain about. But this is good news. I'm just saying that about Christian Post. I question everything they send out. It seems like that they're more of a propaganda outlet, or they're just ignorant of the Bible. That's one of the two. I go with the latter rather than the former. But we see that we have over two dozen Navy SEALs that are going after the Biden administration now. I mean, on top of the literally thousands of lawsuits that are raining down on them, we have some SEALs that are standing up and proving themselves once again. It says a group of about 35 U.S. Navy personnel, including 26 Navy SEALs, have filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration and the U.S. Department of Defense. By the way, Liberty Counsel has already filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Defense over what? The military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Again, the burden of proof is on them, not on you. Okay? Just wanted to highlight that really quick. So we got another lawsuit coming down on these people, and I wanted to show you why, because this is what people are awake to. They're awake to what I'm going to show you next, and this is happening all over the country, and this again is our friend Ben Swan bringing it the way that we should all be bringing it, and I want you to pay attention because this is the information, once again, that is being concealed, and you better start asking yourself the question as to why is it being concealed. You ready for this? Let's go.
Consider the fact that we have a media that is obsessed with celebrities and athletes, and yet when we see worldwide athletes beginning to collapse on the field of play from cardiac events, something that we have never seen before in mass. It has never taken place in the history of professional sports, and yet it is now taking place on a somewhat regular basis. And it's not just happening, by the way, to famous professional athletes. It's also happening to high schoolers. It's happening to college players. And yet, this is something our media completely ignores. The numbers are actually quite stunning and cannot be ignored. If you have a child and you're considering getting them, you need to see this. I'm Ben Swan.
Okay, so there again, friends, there's more information, and just like Ben had shared with you, friends, the media is covering this up. They don't want you to see the side effects as to what's going on here. Now, I'm going to bring some more information to you right now. It's highly offensive, but I want you to understand that when you allow, I've spun this same point that I'm going to make 1,000 different ways, but I always come to the same conclusion. The Bible says that God hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17. When you have 330 million people stand around and watch their representatives, because the people are responsible, because again, they are the government, the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. When they watch a bunch of corrupt politicians sanction what is unthinkable concerning the murder of their own children to the equivalency of 62 million people. Do you think for some reason or another, friends, that that same said government that you have been taught to believe has the right to do whatever they want to do, which is completely untrue? Do you think for one moment, sooner or later, they're not going to turn on you? Well, it's exactly what's happening. As a matter of fact, what I'm going to highlight right here, friends, and I need to be careful because there is swearing in here, and I need to make sure that I don't get any of that on the air. I'll do the best that I possibly can, okay? But what I want you to understand is Netflix is now promoting the killing of unvaxxed people. So don't tell me for one moment this was not all pre-planned. Just like Roosevelt told us back in the 1930s. I'm going to play it for you in just a moment, friends. But don't tell me what Roosevelt told us when he blurted the truth out in the confusion is not truth. And what am I talking about? He said there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. Folks, we know that this whole pandemic as to what we're dealing with right now has been in the works for decades. Decades, little by little, incrementally pulling down the defenses of the American people. But Americans, you're not defensive. You're not put in a position where you cannot defend yourself. Don't ever forget that. One nation under God, you have more, just like John Knox said, the great prophet of Scotland, one man with God is always in the majority. You better know it's true. Just ask King David. Just ask any of the patriarchs throughout the Word of God. But again, you can't stand back and not expect what I'm about ready to show you. Because they are doing this in the light of day. They're not hiding anything. And I want you to see it. I need to turn it down just a little bit, friends, because I heard a couple things that she said that are completely unacceptable. Okay? There is subtitles for you to read if you're on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, right side of the page, or BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. So here it goes. This is the second time I've watched this. So have at it and check this out.
He's not okay. Some fucking dead anti got him sick. And is probably out there getting God knows how many other people infected with some horrible, life-threatening virus that shouldn't even be a thing anymore.
You see, we just don't believe in subjecting kids to toxic injections they don't need to fight things their bodies were created to fight. Then we don't judge people who do, of course.
Remember how this wasn't even applicable to children? Do you all remember this? The kids were okay until they rolled out another vaccine, and then they began to what? Convince the sheep in the country and on a global basis that they need to vaccinate their kids. They seen how easy it was to get the grown-ups vaccinated, as they say, these experimental jabs. And keep in mind, friends, as they promote the vaccines and the cure to the problem that they created, do remember they're banning all the information and censoring all the information showing you who's responsible for these adverse side effects. This is where we're at today. What I'm showing you right now is Netflix promoting the killing of unvaccinated people. You've already heard the president allude to this. You've already seen other said representatives allude to this. And it shows you that they are not representing the law nor the people. They are representing those that mean to go forward with this genocide. I continue on.
James, I didn't come here to get on the soapbox. Again, we apologize. The most important thing is that everyone is better now, right?
Hey, Gil.
Yep.
All right. Wasn't that fantastic? She did everybody a service by picking up a stick and whacking somebody over the top of the head because he didn't get his said vaccination. Do you understand, folks? What is it that the people, oh my goodness, you know what, I'm thinking of Frederick Douglass right now, and I'm going to pull this comment that he made and quote that he made over 150 years ago concerning what it is that the people will submit themselves to and how it will be the exact degree that they will continue on until it stops. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. This is the quote from Frederick Douglass, a former slave. Okay, he said, "Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them, you. And these will continue till they resist, or they are resisted with either words or blows or with." Sounds like our forefathers, doesn't it, friends? It does. Because that's how the totalitarians are operating. They're using force. They're creating their own enemies. They're setting people up, friends. They're abusing people. They're killing people. And if you don't go along with it, guess what, friends? You're a domestic terrorist. That's how far this has gone. And who are the domestic terrorists, friends? Those that you tolerate, according to law, which is premised on the Word of God. I want to get over to this because this is something that, you know, I did Tim Brown's morning show last week and it was a kick in the pants. I had a good time. It was fun. And I'm talking about I had joy in the Holy Ghost, and that's really what we were having as we was having church up in here. And he had brought up, you know, people asking the question, so why are you so hard on those that call themselves Christians? Well, the same reason my big brother is. I mean, he's the one that said, you know what, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. You better practice what you preach, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And furthermore, that's the third commandment, Exodus 20. But also, if you go over to 1 John 2:4, it also talks about he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Keeping the commandments of the Lord in 1 John 2, chapter 2, friends, I'm sorry, 2 John chapter 1. Forgive me, I don't know why I'm thinking that. I had to get it straight in my mind. I love those books, those epistles. But what's interesting, to keep his commandments is the love of God, right? What's the fulfilling of the law? The fulfilling of the law is love. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But when it comes to those in the church that profess to be something that I know scripturally that they are not, it bothers me to no end. They're counterfeits. They're a part of the problem. And we got to keep in mind, scripturally, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ Jesus himself. Nobody did. Just recently, I seen this, and it really does. You guys all know who Chris Pratt is, right? Chris Pratt is he's an actor. And he likes to play the hypocrite in a big way. And I know people are saying, well, right now, Bradley, well, who are you to judge? I'm just giving you the judge's word. Does that offend you? I mean, all scripture is given for what? Inspiration by God for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. I wasn't judging Chris. I was loving on Chris to tell him what nobody else is willing to tell him. You are a hypocrite, sir. And nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. Now, let me show you this. So we see on FaithWire, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com, it's interesting to note that Chris talks about all glory to God. And then FaithWire reports that Chris Pratt praises God and his goodness amid backlash over social media posts. Oh. And then he just tells us how he's had such a bad day. Here, let me show you how bad of a day he's had, right? Poor Chris.
Good morning, everybody. I woke up, well, I went to bed last night really kind of upset and depressed, and I woke up feeling crappy.
Upset and depressed.
And I didn't want to work out. I didn't want to. I knew, though, that if I put on my Christian music playlist and I got out in the woods and ran, that I'd feel better, but I just didn't want to.
Yeah, that's all right,
Chris.
And I
did it anyways, and gosh, was I right. It felt amazing.
Yeah. Okay, so we see that he's depressed. See, what happened here, friends, was... Chris basically said, you know, he posted, as he leaned into his Christian faith, it was reported. And as he did so, what followed was the recent criticism he received for celebrating the birth of his healthy daughter with his wife, Catherine Schwarzenegger. He's depressed. He's having a hard time. Well, you know what? It's a good thing, Chris, just for the record, that you weren't around 2,000 years ago when they were crucifying those that were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you are now trampling underfoot. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Isn't this the same guy that continuously takes the name of the Lord God in vain? Is this not him? I think it is. I mean, how many times has he said it throughout his movies, even kids' movies like that of Jurassic Park 10 years ago, right? Isn't this the guy that's constantly, friends, mocking Christ, right? And what do you have here? You have a guy that's being defended concerning the indefensibility or of the indefensible, concerning his mouth and his hypocrisies, but here you have professors that don't know the Word of God that are trying to defend the indefensible concerning Chris Pratt. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, that's no big deal. Really? Tell me if this sounds familiar, okay? Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Is that in your Bible? Because it's in mine. Does it tell us in Colossians 3:8 that, but now you also put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, taking the name of the Lord thy God in vain, or filthy communication out of your mouth? Wow, it says that all things old have passed away. Behold, all things have become new in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Here, one more for you, just to show you those that think it's okay how it counters Scripture. Okay, in James 1:26 it tells us, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, he's lying to himself, this man's religion is in vain. Wow. That's crazy. I mean, there's much to say here, and there's much I could say, but it shows you that this is a mushroom convert. And what's also interesting to note is Chris has taken it so far as to even deny Jesus Christ. What are you talking about? Well, again, friends, just calling it for what it is. Loving one another, not with a fiend, a counterfeit love, or a dissimulated love, but a real love. Unfiend. Okay? Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Right? The commandment is a law, a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instructions are the way of life. Going over to Psalm 119, he comes to my aid. In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me, that I might learn thy statutes. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. That means to inflict pain, suffering, to humble, or to improve. You want to know why he's still talking like this, friends? Because it shows you who he serves, and it shows you that it's not the Word of God. But again, we have the professors in the American church trying to defend the indefensible. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley, when you're talking about the fact that he's denied Jesus Christ? Oh, he has. Friends, this is like anybody else that's in Hollywood that's trying to play both sides of the fence. Did they fail to read Revelation 3 where it says, I'd rather have you hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth? Doesn't this show you the likes of a Chris Pratt, friends, as to whom he serves when he denies his Creator? Well, let me show you what I'm talking about, because I want you to see it. It totally offended me in so many different ways when I seen this. And I'm talking about what offended me, first and foremost, was those that claimed to be Christ that were trying to defend his hypocrisies. And the only reason they're trying to defend his hypocrisies is because they want you to overlook their hypocrisies. Do you all understand? Because that's what this is all about. Either Jesus Christ is the standard or he is not. Period. Let me tell you something, friends. He is. And as long as we hold to him, the standard's always going to be where it should be. We don't lower the standard to fit our reprobate state. No, we rise to the level of expectation in Jesus Christ and we hold to his word. Now, I want to show you what I'm talking about. When Chris Pratt, does this offend anybody? I'm asking. Does it offend anybody that Chris Pratt goes out there and he's defended by the professors in the Christian church when nothing can be further from the truth when it comes to his hypocrisies? And it shows you that they're trying to cover for both of themselves. Does this offend you? It offends me. Check this out, friends.
Do you serve? What master do I serve? What am I supposed to say? Jesus?
Did you see this? Let me do it again. I'll go ahead and give that trailer. I want you to listen carefully again to Chris Pratt, the one that professes to be something that he is clearly not, denouncing Christ.
Tell me where she is? That's fine. I'll kill all three of you and I'll beat it out of Thanos myself, starting with you.
Wait, what? Thanos? All right, let me ask you this one time. What master do you serve?
What master do I serve? What am I supposed to say? Jesus?
I mean, folks, didn't the Lord say those that deny me? Whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven? This is offensive, man. It's totally offensive. And yet, you have professors in America trying to defend that? Well, that's a counterfeit, friends. Just wanted to let you know, setting the record straight.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.